Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time for the Derek Shelton Show, brought to you by Tri-State Office Furniture. Derek Shelton, Pirates manager, on the Nemacolin fan hotline. Shelty, how are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you guys today?
Doing well. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real-life magic for guests. Shelty, I'm going to start with a tough question here. I mean, everybody knows this has been a major rebuild. You came in on the bottom floor of this rebuild. And it can be an uncomfortable question, but it's an obvious one, really, when you're having now into a third season of a lot of losses. So I'm wondering, Ken Rosenthal reported that you started out with a four-year deal, and he said another 100-loss season, there might be some questions. So let me ask you, do you feel confident in your job security after this season, and do you feel an urgency to make a major jump next season to secure a second deal?
Well, I think the first and foremost, I'm very secure. I mean, we have to get better. We have to continue to keep working. But I understand where there's questions. I understand when you go through what we're going through that people will state those. But right now, my focus is on us continuing to work and to get better and to continue to get our players better.
Have there been discussions, Shelty, on a second deal for you yet? Do you feel like that could happen this offseason?
No, we don't discuss any. Number one, we don't discuss any of our deals publicly. And, so I think that's pretty much where it stays. We haven't done that since Ben or I have been here, and we won't do it going forward.
It was also reported by Rosenthal that he termed it, Shelton has served almost as an assistant general manager to Ben Cherington. What do you think is meant by that? Is that sort of how you see part of your role?
I think, well, part of that has come in is the fact that during the pandemic and then even after that, Ben has allowed me to be a part in a lot of conversations. And I think when you go through a situation with a bunch of young players, that there's going to be a lot of conversations in that regard. So the role of the manager, has changed over the last 10 years, where there's so much conversation on a day-to-day basis, especially, with a group like ours. So I think that's probably what was meant by that.
Shelty, you preach patience, and you have to have patience. How hard is it, though, to go home after all these losses night after night?
Yeah, I mean, it's frustrating. I mean, we're all human beings. The players are human beings. And, you get frustrated, and we have to continue to get better. But, the goal every night is to go out and win. And, when we don't do that, it can be frustrating.
Are the younger players who have been up this year, Shelty, are they getting better? We had Neil Walker on the other day. He was on with the Fan Morning Show. He feels like he said it was clear as day with O'Neill Cruz that there's been a lack of adjustments, that he's not making any adjustments to what pitchers are doing to him. So I guess that would be a specific question about him. And then in the larger context, do you feel good about the progress your younger guys are making?
I think we see progress. We see progress, and then we see, a step back, and then we see progress. And that's part of being a major league player, and it's part of being a major league player in today's game, where the separation between the minor leagues and the big leagues is so much greater than it ever has been. And we have to continue to work. So, I mean, I can see how there's parts where people are saying, like, there's, a lack of adjustment, and we need to continue to work. And don't disagree with that, but there is that adjustment period that all young players go through.
Shelty, what do you tell the fans who they're as frustrated as you are? I mean, and it hasn't been just since you've been here. It goes back, this will be the 25th losing season in 30 years. What do you tell them to try to keep them going, other than you got to keep working to get better?
Well, I think that's first and foremost. And the other thing I think our fans do appreciate is how hard this group of players, you know, has played and continues to play. And I think the main message is, you know, there is good things coming. And I know that's hard to hear, and I understand their frustration, and I appreciate they're frustrated because, you know, of expectations. But we have to make sure we just continue to stay along those lines.
Derek Shelton, Pirates manager, on the Nemecolon fan hotline. Nemecolon around every corner creates real-life magic for guests. So looking at the future then, some of these guys, Henry Davis is an obvious one, but when you look at some people's opinions anyway, Shelty, they're wondering if ND Rodriguez might be your catcher of the not-so-distant future. Is he trending better defensively than Davis? And how do you look at that really important position in the near future?
Well, I think that is a really important position. And I mean, the one thing is you can never, I mean, catching's kind of like pitching in today's game. You can never have too much of it. Indy continues to play well. The one thing that Indy has going for him is he has the ability to play multiple positions. And I think you guys both know how much, you know, we value versatility. We value guys being able to play other positions. So the fact that we have, you know, two guys in Henry and Indy that have the ability to catch and we really like it is very promising for the Pirates moving forward.
Shelty, getting back to Cruz, really tough day on Sunday, 4 strikeouts and 5 at-bats, the average down to 200 now. And again, 67 strikeouts, 11 walks. What are you seeing there and how do you keep that kid going?
Yeah, well, I think what we're seeing is we need more consistency of the approach, you know, and that is something that we're working on every day. You know, it has to be a situation where we're going in and hunting certain pitches. And then the other thing is I think, you know, O'Neill's realizing that the big leagues is hard and you have to make adjustments and you have to be able to flush from day to day. You know, on the flip side of it, he's got 29 RBIs and is, you know, produce some runs there. So we have to look at the positives also, but we have to continue to focus on making the approach more consistent.
It would appear to be breaking balls are the major issue if you look at the numbers. And I know baseball history is littered with guys who never really did learn how to hit a breaking ball. What's the key to it? Just more and more reps? Or how can we be assured that he'll get it?
I think it is reps. You know, like we've talked about, there's no better experience than learning at the major league level. So it is reps and getting him. And, you know, the breaking ball has become extremely more prominent in the game today, and young players have to adjust to that.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Boomer, please, how he's played defensively?
Yeah, I mean, he's done a nice job defensively. He continues to get better. I know there are a lot of questions, you know, when he first came to the big leagues because of his size, you know, how he was going to handle it. But I think, you know, overall he's handled himself really well at shortstop.
Derek Shelton, Pirates manager on the Nemecolon fan hotline. Back to Davis and Rodriguez for a minute, Shelty. You mentioned that ND Rodriguez has position flexibility. Does Davis, could he be a first baseman long term?
I don't know. I mean, we have not explored that at all. I mean, right now we're viewing Henry as a catcher. And, you know, if it was a situation where we started to talk about that, I you know, we have not. But we view Henry as a catcher.
Shelty, you might not have the best record in baseball, but I think you've seen the most unusual stuff in your 3 years here. The drone game comes to mind, the rundown between home and first, Ke'Bryan Hayes missing first base on a home run. You won a game earlier this year getting no hit, and then the phone incident with Castro the other day. You've seen it all, haven't you? And if you could specifically talk about the phone incident and what you said to the kid.
Well, I don't know if I've seen it all, which is kind of funny because things just keep popping up that I didn't think I would ever see. So to say I've seen it all kind of concerns me of what else is left to see. In Rudy's case there, I mean, he made a mistake in terms of, you know, he had his wrist guard in his pocket. His phone was in his back pocket and left it there. And then he slid and then it fell out. And we just sat down and talked about the mistake and being able to think about and being prepared and being a professional. So that was a good part of the conversation. The overarching thing was, I mean, there was nothing malicious there. He made a mistake.
You know, I know you've probably seen the video. Your third base coach Rubello's look when he handed him the phone was absolutely priceless. I know you don't like to see that sort of thing happen in the game, but you almost had to smile at Rubello's reaction. I was like, don't hand me that. It's radioactive.
Yeah, I think, like we've talked about, you don't you think you've seen everything, and I think that's how Raps reacted. He was so shocked at what he had seen that you know, he didn't know what to do, and I don't think the umpire knew what to do. It was one of those things that locked everybody up.
Shelty, I was watching the game, Sunday with my daughter, and we're both still convinced that Gamel was safe in the top of the ninth, and that seemed like an awfully quick replay. I think there were two things they were looking at, blocking the plate and whether he was safe. I'm convinced he got in there with his arm before he was tagged in his chest. Was he? And what did you think of – it didn't seem like they took long to actually analyze that.
Yeah, it didn't. I mean, the blocking the plate portion with that play, and I know there's been a lot of talk about the blocking the plate over the last, like, 2 weeks, but really when you challenge that, you have to challenge that part of it too. You have to challenge the whole play just to cover yourself. I didn't think there was any chance he was blocking the plate. I mean, when we went to replay, we were pretty sure, we were quickly sure that he was safe. And I was shocked at how quickly they came back. Evidently, they say that he tagged him on the toe before his hand got in.
What?
So it's one. Yeah, that was kind of, but I was, to answer your point, I was shocked it came back that quickly because, you know, we thought we'd get a run there.
Now, you guys must have enhanced technology. Did you go back and look at it after the game?
Yeah, we went back and looked, and I think we felt like we were in the same spot, you know, as previously, but we lost the challenge.
All right, Sheldy, settle a debate we've been having on a national baseball perspective. One of the hot topics is AL MVP with what Aaron Judge is doing for the Yankees, who, although they're struggling really badly right now, still going to go to the playoffs against what Ohtani is doing for the Angels, who don't have a good record at all. How do you look at MVP voting if you were a voter?
Well, I look at it it's most valuable player. So most valuable to your team in terms of if you take that person away from the team. So that's how I view it. I don't know if that's how everybody else views it. The award is not best player in the league or best stats in the league. So I don't know if we have a clear answer of what the definition is, but the way I look at it is it's the best player for, you know, most valuable player for your team. So if you take that player away from your team, where they would be.
If you took away Ohtani from the Angels, I don't think they'd be in the major leagues at this point, Shelty.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't.
Who would you vote for?
I think I would vote for Judge.
All right. That's 2-2 then in here. How about the Red Sox coming into town? Historic franchise. What do you make of this series?
Yeah, I mean, they're playing well, and they're coming off, a good series with the Yankees. And like you said, historic franchise. And we need to play better baseball. You know, we went out west and didn't play as well as we could, and we just need to eliminate some of the mistakes we're making.
Shelty, we appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week. Good luck tonight.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good week.
Derek Shelton,
he's in
Pirates
a tough
manager.
Spot, man. He's in a tough spot.
Why don't we talk about that coming up
tough
next?
Tough spot. Hard. How do you judge him, and is it fair to judge him?
Let's talk about it.
This is the big leagues. You got to win games.
Let's talk about it. And also the Rosenthal piece where he mentioned that Shelty has a big hand as an assistant GM. There was a lot in this piece. And he feels secure. He said that out loud. He feels secure right now as the Pirates manager. 412-928-9370. Let's talk about how secure he actually is and how secure he should be, especially if they have another bad year next year, which is reportedly the final year of Shelton's contract. It's Cook and Joe, Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township. Visit him online at southhillsjeep.com. You can text us on the Edgar Steiner & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Steiner & Associates reminds you to text responsibly.
Joe, I have a message for the people. I want to talk to you about Mr. Rooter Plumbing, my favorite Pittsburgh plumbing company, because it's the best Pittsburgh plumbing company. It's right there in the motto created by Bob Beal, the owner who has built a plumbing company empire. We're Mr. Rooter. Call us. We're the best plumbers in the business. That about sums it up for me. I can't say it any better than that. That's how they've lasted 20-plus years in this market, by treating people the right way, by seeing every kind of plumbing problem, fixing every kind of plumbing problem, and leaving behind nothing but satisfied customers. As I said, they've been doing it for 20 years in this market. 50 trucks out on the road every day, maybe coming to your home to fix a broken water heater or going to your business to fix a backed up sewer. Like I say, they give you a price up front, fix the problem, no hidden costs, leave you behind as a satisfied customer. Write down the number, 412-ROOTER2, 412-ROOTER2. The website is MrRooterPittsburgh.com. Financing is available. Pittsburgh's number one premier full-service plumbing company,